Welcome to Podcast for a Day, a series a part of the TCC Connection podcast. I am Sam Leverall, podcast director, as well as an associate editor for our Metro campus. This series provides an opportunity for fellow students, faculty, as well as community members to host a podcast for a day. This episode is hosted by a fellow TCC student as a part of their electronic communication class. Please welcome Anna.
Hello, this is Anna, book lover, movie lover. Today, I'm going to be discussing some of my favorite books and their movie counterparts. For all of my fellow book lovers out there, we all know the book is usually better than the movie, simply because we can dive deep into the minds of the characters, know their whole backstories, and just generally learn more about what's going on all around. That is one reason why the movies will almost always fall short of the book, but that doesn't stop us from going to see our favorite stories brought to life on the big screen. Most of the time, the movies will get the gist of the story right, but those who have read the book will notice every detail that is slightly off. So for this podcast, I'd like to take a look at what the movies got right, what they got wrong, and if the movie does the book any sort of justice. First, let's take a look at The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, authored by Stieg Larsson and directed by David Fincher. What the movie got right is the casting of Rooney Mara for Lisbeth Salander was perfection, as well as Daniel Craig as Mikhail Blomkvist. These actors brought their respective characters to life beautifully, and I'll always picture Salander and Blomkvist as such. Nothing major was left out of the plot. Most of the important characters in the book appear in the movie. Now let's take a look at what the movie got wrong. The main viewpoint of the movie is Salander's. The book, it was more Mikhail's world. The Wennerstrom Affair, an article he wrote which got him accused of libel, and Blomkvist's relationships and the problems at Millennium, the magazine he owns, are all put on the back burner. Salander's mother is non-existent, and her non-hacker group of friends are never introduced. The clues to the mystery are more rapidly discerned and are less in-depth. For example, Mikhail jumps at identifying Anita in a window just moments after he starts looking at Wenger family photos. There are fewer key players who could have committed the crime, instead of multiple family members with multiple possible motives, or at least some shady momentum, the only Wengers that matter are Henrik and Martin. Now, does the movie do the book justice? In The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the details of Stieg Larsson's storyline are so meticulous that most changes are either barely noticeable blemishes or are changes that work for the better. The movie is certainly good, and I will watch it anytime I get the chance. However, I still feel that to get a true sense of the story, you must read the book at some point and draw your own conclusions. Second, I'd like to discuss The Dark Tower, authored by Stephen King and directed by Nikolai Arcel. What the movie got right. Personally, I think Matthew McConaughey was a decent portrayal of the man in black. Jake Chambers returns to Midworld via a portal and an abandoned house in Dutch Hill. Those details are true to the book, however, not all of this scene is accurate. Truly, not much of the movie coincides with the first book of the series, The Dark Tower. Now, what the movie got wrong. Spoiler, a lot. Jake Chambers' parents actually like him. His mother is worried that her son might be crazy. It's nothing like how Jake's mother would react in the books. Instead of a middle or lower class kid, as Jake is portrayed in the movie, Jake Chambers in the books is the son of a TV executive, and he's fairly well off. Also, his parents have little interest in the fact that they even have a kid. They mostly ignore him, which is why Jake ultimately has no problem, much later in the books, making the decision to leave home. The Elmer Chambers of the movie died heroically. The Elmer Chambers of the book might not remember his own son's name and snorts a lot of cocaine. There is no stepfather in the books. Doorways between worlds are technological. Jake Chambers makes his way to Midworld via a portal he discovers inside a house in Dutch Hill. This location and the monster inside it are part of the Dark Tower's third book, The Wastelands. But in that case, the passageway between worlds isn't a keypad and a portal, it's a door. Just a door. Doors between the gunslinger's world and our modern world play a huge part in the Dark Tower, and they're found in numerous places. However, in every case, they're just average doors that just so happen to open on an alternate reality. Roland's goal is not the tower. The gunslinger we meet in the film has forsaken his duty to protect the tower in order to dedicate himself to seeking revenge for the death of his father. The Roland of the novels would tell the movie version that he has forgotten the face of his father. The Roland Deschaine that we meet crossing the Mohine Desert in The Gunslinger is a man of a single mind. Reach the tower. There is nothing more important than that. We don't even know why he seeks the tower initially, only that he does, and that he'll do whatever it takes, no matter how treacherous, in order to reach his goal. This is the biggest change made from book to movie. Jake survives the story. With Jake's family dead in the film, he makes the decision to accompany Roland back to Midworld. It's a much happier ending for Jake than what really happens to him in the first novel. After a treacherous trip through a mountain cave, Jake and Roland finally reach daylight on the other side. The man in black is waiting, but as they race to catch him, Jake nearly falls. With Jake hanging on for dear life, Roland must decide to either save the boy and lose his chance to catch the man he's been chasing, or let the boy fall and continue his quest for the tower. Roland chooses the tower. Does the movie do the book justice? Simply put, no. Not only do characters and locations appear much earlier in the film than they did in the books, but the way those characters and locations are portrayed are drastically different. It's almost impossible to mark every change in the Dark Tower. The director of the movie mashed up elements from the whole book series instead of sticking to the first book in the series. After seeing the movie, I can't imagine there will be any more made, unfortunately. I was really looking forward to seeing this whole saga come to life, but I don't see that happening now. If you have read the book, I would suggest not setting high expectations for this movie. Watch it if you're curious, but prepare to be highly disappointed. Personally, I love seeing a story I've read come to life on the big screen. Sometimes it turns out to be a letdown, and sometimes it is better than expected. Are there any books that were turned into movies that you loved or hated? Leave an answer in the comments so I can check them out. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Books vs. Movies.
Once again, big thanks to Anna from the Electronic Communication class held here at the Metro Campus at TCC. I am your host, Sam Leverall at the TCC Connection. You can check us out online at tccconnection.com. Our podcast is available on Podbean as well as most streaming platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, this has been Podcast for a Day.